The president elect is transitioning into office, but the president Bush, the two-termer, the incumbent, is thinking back on his two terms, and he has a greatest disappointment.
Greatest disappointment.
Well, I mentioned one, and that is no weapons of mass destruction. I think another in Iraq. I think another great disappointment was not getting immigration reform done. I firmly believe that the immigration debate really didn't show the true nature of America as a welcoming society.
Not getting a comprehensive immigration reform bill passed is one of the disappointments President Bush expressed when he spoke with Charles Gibson on December 2nd in an interview on ABC television. But certainly the president is not the only one disappointed by the failure to pass immigration reform. Joining us now in the studio is Roberto Lovato, contributor to our partner New America Media. He's author of the blog Of America. Thanks for joining us, Roberto.
Glad to be here.
You are, first of all, disappointed that there hasn't been any immigration reform in the last two terms, but you're also worried about the early signs from the Obama administration. Describe to me what you're concerned about.
Well, just a note on Mr. Bush's disappointment about immigration reform. He should have said that he's disappointed that he left thousands of dead people in the desert, he's disappointed that there were thousands of raids terrorizing immigrants in their homes, and that he's been at the head of a failed immigration bureaucracy that is, you know, literally killing people. And so my great hope is that the Obama administration would turn the tortilla on this, as we say, as far as really humanizing, first and foremost, the immigration process, which has become kind of the domestic equivalent of Guantanamo, if you look at, like, our detention centers for immigrants.
Well, does the appointment of Janet Napolitano as the head of Homeland Security, who has her own record on immigration in Arizona, the state where she comes from, does that make you feel good or worried?
Well, most of those people that died in the deserts that I mentioned in talking about Bush's weapons of mass immigration destruction were in Arizona.
Do you put them at the foot of Janet Napolitano?
They died at the foot of Janet Napolitano's border, where she wanted to put – well, she actually was one of the first governors to call for deploying the National Guard to protect us against the threat of gardeners and maids and other immigrants wanting to come into the United States. She's also been a very strong but tacit supporter of a guy named Joe Arpaio, who's soon to be a Fox movie star if rumors are correct. And Joe Arpaio is a sheriff, a very controversial, even nefarious sheriff, who is responsible for people dying in detention, immigrants dying and non-immigrants dying in detention, conducting sweeps of entire Latino neighborhoods, which is, you know, a lot of the part of Arizona in Phoenix where he's at. And so,
all right, but he's not in the Obama administration. Just to be clear, right, you are looking at a hardline policy in the early going out of Barack Obama on immigration, and that concerns you.
It's not just me. It's the more than almost 15% of the electorate that's Latino that, you know, voted for him based on some promises that he himself made. So, they've created expectations that they will in fact turn their tortilla over on immigration reform by revamping immigration. I mean, a lot of us are hoping, for example, that rather than put our immigration bureaucracy in the kind of anti-terrorist bureaucracy of the Department of Homeland Security, that he would go back to the history of contemporary and modern immigration policy, which has been to put it in the Department of Labor, Commerce,
and then
even
he could
the
do
Treasury.
It without Congress. He could do that without Congress.
He could do this at the, you know, very easily, as Mr. Bush reorganized our entire government and in the process our entire way of life. That he's now kind of lamenting.
So do you think the rollbacks of current immigration policy are absolutely in order, or is there some sort of incremental change that you would support?
Given the people dying in the desert, given people dying in detention, given the fact that you have a massive underclass of millions of people are being exploited at work, exploited in their crowded apartment buildings, exploited in the radio and in the media sphere by, you know.
Okay, no, you said that, but let's talk policy then. So you would support an amnesty, a broad amnesty for undocumented workers in the United States now, and more resources towards getting people proper visas?
Yeah, I'm not real keen on the amnesty language because that's kind of like the right wing has really demonized the process of legalizing people who've been here, like my cousins, for, in some cases, decades without any legal status and have been working, paying taxes, and contributing to the larger society. You know, we're in difficult economic times, and we have to be realistic. And I think what the Obama administration will do will be piecemeal. It won't be an initial grand package, although Harry Reid has been signaling lately that, in fact, they want a whole comprehensive immigration reform. And so
New Congress will be definitely taking a look at that next year. And the question is, will these expectations that you say Barack Obama has raised in your community, will they be met or will they be dashed? Roberto Lovato, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.